Today's daf is Yevamah's daf Pehei, and we are in Perek Yesh Mutaros, and the Mishnah had said on yesterday's daf, described different types of relationships, cases where the Kala, the wife, is Mutter to the husband and Asur to the Yavam, Asur to the husband and Mutter to the Yavam, Asur to both, or Mutter to both, four different categories that are discussed, and the Mishnah also included Shnios, towards the end of the Mishnah, the Shnios La'arayas, the Issa D'Rabbanan, we had way back on Daf Chav Beis or so, we had a whole shiur about the Issa of Shnios. Are they Arayas D'Rabbanan? Are they separate Issuri D'Rabbanan? We discussed that then. But the Mishnah says, regarding the Shnios La'arayas, Ein La, Lo Ksuba, V'lo Peros, V'lo Mazonos, V'lo Blos. The Mishnah says that we fine the woman in this relationship, and therefore, because it's an illicit relationship, midi rabbanan, so we take away her rights to the ksuba and getting her peiros back, the chulu, and the other tna'i ksuba. So the Gemara on today's daf discusses the difference. There might be a difference between sometimes we will find her, sometimes we will find him, depending on who we think is the cause of the relationship, the cause of the marriage. How do we best try to get them to divorce each other? For the man to divorce his wife because it's an illicit relation, are the chilukim between Darais and Darabanan, and the way we do it is sometimes we'll take away her ksuba, sometimes we'll make him pay the ksuba, and the other tanai ksuba as well. So we'll talk a little bit today about the chiyuv of ksuba, which is discussed on this daf, yesh la ksuba, ein la ksuba, do you have a ksuba from the husband, do you have a ksuba from the yavam, all the different details that are discussed. So we know ksuba is a major machlokas tanaim, and Rishonim whether the chiyuv of ksuba is Darais or Darabanan. Remember, the ksuba is not a marriage license. It's not a marriage document. A husband and wife are married fully, I should say, fully in quotes, but without a ksuba. One technically doesn't need a ksuba to be married. But there is a halacha that a husband and wife, midi rabbanan, are not allowed to live together without a ksuba. Right? That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The first halacha of Hilchos Ksubas in Eben Ezer and Siman Samach Vav. Aser l'hisyachid amakala kodem shiyachtov l'ksuba. Aser l'hisyachid amakala. Then the Rama says, "V'ish mekilin amatiyim l'siyachid lo ksuba v'achelo yivol." As long as they're not together, but we know the institution of ksuba, which the husband takes upon himself the obligations that would occur in the future, Rachman al-Islan, based on death or divorce, that he obligates himself right now. We'll Baruch Hashem talk about that lamdas in a few minutes. But the concept of writing a ksuba is a machlokas, whether it's mida araisa or mida rabbanan. The Gemara says in the feud, in ksubas, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, ksubas isha min ha-Torah. Ksubas isha is mida araisa. Right, where daraisa? Where do it say in the Torah that a husband has to give his wife a ksuba? So it's based on an implicit, not straight makar. Vatanya, the Braisa says in again in Ksubas Daf Yud, Kesef Yishkar Kumar Absulos, the context is Mefata, that if a man is Mefata, a woman seduces a woman, he has to pay her. He has to pay her, and the Torah says he has to pay her like the dowry of a Bsula. So, like the dowry of Bsula, oh, there's a dowry of a Bsula. What's that? So Chazal say, oh, that's a reference to the Ksuba. Kesef Yishkar Kumar Absulos, Sheyehezeh, the case of Mefata, Kimohar Hapsulos. That this case is like more absulos or more absulos kazeh. Mikan samchu chachamim l'ksubas isha min ha-Torah. Right, so that's an interesting line. Samchu chachamim l'ksubas isha min ha-Torah. So is it the midrabanan? Is it the araisa? Rav Shiva Gamliel omer, ksubas isha eina midivrei Torah ela midivrei sofrim. So how can you say Rav Shiva Gamliel holds the araisa? Doesn't he say it's the rabanan? So Gemara says, eifach, switch it. Really, he holds the araisa. He holds the rabanan. How would you get out of this pasuk if it's Mida Rabbanan? So we would say the concept is Mida Rabbanan, but you'd use Daraisa related money that is recognized on a Daraisa level. Okay, either way, there's a Machlokas Tanaim here, whether Ksub is Daraisa Darabanan. If it would be Darabanan, what would be the purpose? The Gemara says elsewhere, Shalote Kala Be'enav Lahotziah, so that it is not easy for the husband to divorce his wife. If he knows he could just divorce her, so then, you know, he'll do that quicker than if he knows he has this big financial obligation. If he divorces her, maybe he'll work a little harder to keep the marriage going. And we always try to, as long as it's salvageable, to try to keep the marriage going. There are cases, Rahman al-Islam, where we encourage a divorce. But generally, that is the halakha. So ksuba is machlokas daraisa drabana. What are we paskin? So this is also a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos right there, ksubas daf yud, says, mashma, duksuba drabanan. It says, Chachamim Tiknu, That sounds like the Rabbanan. V'chein v'ha'isha rabbit, also Nivamas daf peites. Gabi ein lo ksuba ka'amar. Right over there it says, why is it, the second half of Yivamas peites. My time at takina le Rabbanan ksuba. Why did the Rabbanan, why the misakein ksuba? Shalote kalabein avlotzia. Alma stamba da'asha sovr ksuba da'arayt, the Rabbanan. So it sounds like for this Gemara, in ksubas daf yud, and the Gemara in Yivamas peites, that the rabbis instituted it. What's the problem? Says Tosfos, Arminhug. Arminhug, what do you mean Arminhug? And all of our ksubas. Again, already it was 900 years ago. Right? What does Tosfos' Nusach have? Like our ksubas. V'kasha, denagu lifto b'ksuba, kesef zuze masa, dechazu lechim idaraisa. Right? That we write that in the ksuba. That you roi ksuba, that money, 200 zuds, that is roi to you, midaraisa. V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, the sabchina of Shiro Gamliel. Right, Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Oh, we rely on Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, the Masisa, the Perak Basra, the Maisi Law, Nami B'Samach Damar Law." Right, you're right. These Gemaras sound like the Rabbanan, but we rely on Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, the Mishnah at the end of Ksubas, which says that he has to pay the Ksuba from Kaputkia money, which is very strong, valuable money. Ksavar Ksuba Dal Raisa, the Alakai Malak, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, Bishasenu, Rabbi Yitzchak Paskins, the Ksuba Dal Raisa, and that's what we write in our Ksuba. We write Chazilechim Dal Raisa. That's Sita's Tosfos here. And in Yevamos. But many other Rishonim argue. Many other Rishonim argue that Ksuba is Dirabbanan. If you look in the Rush, right here on this Gemara, the Rush in Aleph Yutes, here in Ksubis, quotes this whole discussion of Rabbeinu Tam, Vechulu, and he says, no, we paskin Dirabbanan. We paskin Dirabbanan. What about what it says in our Ksuba? Right, that was the Rabbeinu Tam's big Raya, so, and we paskin like Rabbeinu Gamliel. But what about what we write in our Ksuba? So that's the Rush. V'ra'isi mefarshim. Dafilu here gilu lifto of the chazilechim idaraisa. Well, one option is take out that word. Take out the word, the chazilechi. Right? It's roi for you to get this money, but don't write midaraisa. So some ksubas would take out the money, take out the word. But the Rush says, no, leave in the word. It's fine. It doesn't mean that the ksuba is daraisa. But as we said before, afilu here gilu lifto of the chazilechim idaraisa, modu the ksubas isha derabanan, the chachamim tiknu chamishim kesef midaraisa, pirish mishkalim ha'amurim batorah. Use money that the Torah recognizes and uses in other contexts. Those types of shekel, those types of valuable coins. So that's what you have to pay for the ksuba. But the ksuba itself is the Rabbanan. Mishum jlotek alabein avot siyev asbuchu akra tekamar psulos mishumachi nihigi lemichta dechazi lechem idaraisa shelo yit'eh adam lomar kiva deram Rabbanan ilo tikva ela nun sela medina v'dvarim shel tamheim. And that's I like that. Deya says the Rush. That is the Rush. That is the Ritva. And that is Pashtus, the Rambam. Pashtus, the Rambam. Why? Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Hilchos, Ishus, Perek, Yud, Halacha, Zayin, the Rambam says, Tzarech, Lichtov, Ksuba, let me just find the line, Leficha, Kalmachem, Shemer, Bo, Ksuba, Stam, Hua, Iker, Vatosefes, Keachad, Vachachamim, Shetiknu, Ksuba, Leisha, Kedesh, Shelo, Tekal, Bein, Avlotzia. That's the Rambam. Right, sounds like an open and shut case. The Rambam also in Yud Aleph Yud Dalit, a couple of halachas later, the Rambam also says, "V'chachamim heim shetiknu ikir ksuba leisha v'heim eskinu v'amru shkalatoyin tainis pesulim leisha machashus also neaman v'yaleh la viraya lo aloish shachazakihi she'edam tarech pesud mafsida v'hovech simchaso evel." Okay, but again, in the context of the first sugi of ksubas, midrabanan. But it's not so clear. Not so clear. First of all, the Chassam Sofer, on that Gemara in Ksubis, on Daf Yud, he says, I find it hard to believe that it's a totally rabbinic invention, Ksuba. You have this smach min haTorah. I think he uses the magical words. Magical words that only appear twice in Chazal, but the Rishonim use it many other times. We might have had a shiur about this, I don't remember. But the Chassam Sofer here says, V'ikar akol. You have to give, the chassan has an obligation to obligate himself to the kala something. Something at the wedding. Right? That's midaraisa, that's mohar absulos. Umasra nakasav l'chachamim. And that power has been given over to the rabbis to determine and to figure out what does the Torah have in mind. But the Gemara only uses this concept by Isser Malach and Chalamoi, and one of the place by Bechor, but the similar Lasha. But the Rishonim uses all, not all the time, but numerous times, that Sometimes there's a din d'araisa, but the contours of that din d'araisa is left for the rabbis to figure out when it applies, when it doesn't apply. That's masun hakazal hachachamim. So that's somewhere in the middle of it, the rabbanan and daraisa. It's really daraisa, but the rabbanan figure out all the details. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says here by Ksuba. V'shiru chazal shatam mishum shlo tikal bein avlotzia. Chazal gave the reason for the din daraisa of shlo tikal bein avlotzia. V'chol masharo l'sakein bazeh shlo ayidekin lo tikal bein avlotzia. Everything that they determined would help to keep the marriage together, hakol hu min haTorah hanimsar lechazal, kemo meleches chalamoed bedavar she'eno aved, v'kehai gavna tuva. That's the Chasam Sofer right here. So he thinks there's definitely daraisa elements, even though it seems to be some sources of the Rabbanan, but he thinks no, really everybody holds daraisa as masun hakazal lechachamim. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig also said there are many indications of the Rambam that it's not purely Durabanan. Not purely Durabanan. Even though the Rambam says that twice, there are many indications. First of all, in the Koteret Hilchos Ishus, where he talks about, or where he defines the mitzvah, the Rambam says, what's the mitzvah? The Rambam Paskins obviously is a mitzvah of marriage. Remember Machlokas Rambam Rush? The Rush says there's no mitzvah of marriage. It's just a preparatory stage for Puravu. The Rambam says clearly, one of the 613 is to get married. How does he define that? Lisa Isha, v'ksuba v'kidushin. Ksuba. Ksuba's Durabanan. What's Ksuba doing there? In the definition of the mitzvah daraisa, lisa isa b'ksuba b'kiddushin, and an iser shalo tiboil isha below ksuba b'kiddushin, not to live with a woman without a ksuba. What do you mean ksuba is drabanan? What's the Rambam throwing this in here for by the definition of the mitzvah? Or Perek Yud, back to the Perek about marriage, about nisu, and the Rambam says in Perek Yud Alacha Yud Aleph, Hamari says a isha v'kasav laksuba. If a man does erison, right, the Gemara talks about, right, really the ksuba kicks in at nisuin, the second stage of marriage. But if a man wrote a ksuba to his wife already mina erison, v'lo nichlas alachupa adayin arusahi ve'ena nisua. If he writes the ksuba mishas erison, she's still an arusa, she's not a nisua yet. She'ein haksuba ose nisuin, because the ksuba doesn't make her married. What does that mean? Why would I have thought that the ksuba makes her married? The Rambam has to go out of his way to tell her that, to tell us that in ksuba ose nisuin. And then he adds, via mace o girsha, go over ega ksubasa. And let's say there's death or divorce after erisin, they were never married. The Rambam says, you only collect the ikr ksuba, right? Because the Gemara says that Tosefes is only min on nisuin. The Rambam adds, mi b'nei chorin. B'nei chorin meaning, it's not a real shtar. B'nei chorin means the properties that he has, right? Not that he might have sold, not the mishubadim. So the achra, there were no sekilim already are bothered. What is this? If the shtar is a shtar, then she'd be able to collect even from encumbered properties, right? The mishubadim. And if it's not a shtar, then she should be able to collect from everything. So what exactly is, so it's obviously not fully a shtar. The shtar, the ksuba, is somehow connected fully to the nisuin. And I would have thought once you write a ksuba, that even makes her into a nisua. But we don't go that far. Right, the Rambam also says in Halacha Zayin, a couple of halachas beforehand, v'tzarach l'dov ksuba kodem knisa l'chupa. You have to make sure you have the ksuba is written before the chupa. And the Ramach here says, tamuahu zeh. Right, what do we need that for? Before the bia, but before the chupa? Why do you dafka need it before the chupa? So what exactly is, there's these elements, these echoes of ksuba being d'oraisa, even if... The Rambam also writes that it is Durabanan. So maybe the idea is similar to what the Chasam Sofer says, and that is the idea of Ksuba is Daraisa. The details of the Ksuba are Durabanan. Or the details of Ksuba of when and how much, but the idea, because Ksuba reflects a commitment on a Daraisa level, and that's what the Torah wants. Right there, to use his lashon. Ulai is an article in the Beis Yitzchak in a number of years ago. Ulai hashkaah ha'mamonit shel ha'ksuba ba'al avaseis es ha'ishus al yedei hosafas yitzivus u'bitichus. Right, the investment, the financial commitment and investment on behalf of the husband reflects and creates a strong basis for the marriage. Ein adom ha'yachas anashim b'chlal v'ishus b'frat k'shkolech ha'yocho b'naka l'nateka kesher. The fact that we are obligated to each other makes it harder to break up this relationship, but then that adds positively to the relationship. So the ksuba is not just matara mitzum tzemes to prevent a get, but to create a positive environment, a stronger environment of commitment and love between the husband and the wife. And that's the yisod of ksuba. Isha shel kedusha hayotzeres kesher shel kayama. Hamavuseses al mesiris v'nehmanes hadadis v'homedes b'nigud charef. Right, and what's the opposite? Another two other rayas. Pilegesh. We had a shiur about Pilegesh about 2 weeks ago. Right, a concubine. The Rambam defined the machlokes in the Gemara. What exactly is a Pilegesh? What's the difference between a concubine and a wife? Okay, so you don't have a marriage ceremony. That's true. That's true. But what are other differences between a concubine and a wife? So one of the differences, the Rambam's girsa is ksuba. And this is a chiluk on a daraisa level. On a daraisa level. A pilegesh is, let me just find the lashon, in Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam talks about dalet. Okay, because what you saw, nashim upilagshim, a king, that's the Rambam Shita, we discussed that then, only a king is allowed to have a pilegesh. Nobody else. But what is the definition of a pilegesh? Nashim biksuba vikidushin. Pilagshim below ksuba ubelo kidushin. So part of the difference on a daraisa level between Isha and Pilegesh is ksuba. Ksuba. Ksuba is drabanan. It's not just drabanan. It's a concept daraisa. And that's why the Rambam has that as the chilik between Pilegesh and Isha. And similarly, the Rambam in Lo Sase Shin Nun Hei puts it in defining his Isser of Kedesha, which the Ramban there is upset about. The Ramban says, no, ksuba is drabanan. Why is this? What does this have to do with the Isser of Kedesha on a daraisa level? Shalavo al Isha below ksuba below kidushin. So there are five or six Rambams where the Rambam is making a chiluk on a daraisa level and he's mentioning ksuba. But the Rambam holds ksuba is drabanan. The answer is certain details of ksuba are drabanan, but really it can be daraisa. And the roots are already in the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, is daraisa masana kasav lachachamim. But then there's another lumdish question, very fascinating question that all the Achronim deal with, and that is, ksuba, so it's a shtar, it's a document where the husband obligates himself. But it's a little different than normal. Let's say I borrow money from you. So we write a document, it's a shtar chov. I owe you money. I owe you money now. It might not be collectible yet, but I owe you money right now. That's a regular shtar. What's a shtar ksuba? Does the husband owe the money now? Does not owe the money now. If death or divorce occurs in the future, then he will have to pay the money. So the question is, how do we look at the chiyuv of a ksuba before that? This is a chakira of the Achronim. The Granat has this chakira. That's in Siman Mem Dalet. The Chazon Ish in Kiddushin Nunvav Tezayin Yesh La'ayin. The chiyuv of ksuba is the chiyuv of ksuba. Is it just like a loan that's not collectible yet? I owe you money today, but it's not collectible for another month. So it's a shtar chov. I owe you, but I don't have to pay yet. So is that similar? Is that what a ksuba is? The husband owes the money, but he doesn't have to pay yet. And what does he have to pay? Death or divorce. But that might not ever happen. That's not like a regular shtar chov. So maybe, the Chazon Ish says, maybe the chiyuv of ksuba is not yet. The chiyuv of ksuba only kicks in then. So what's now? What happened to the marriage? It's not a chiyuv of ksuba. What is it? Sivas hachiyuv. Conceptually, it's something that causes the chiyuv, but it's not the chiyuv yet. The way the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik says this, it's a chiyuv l'hischayev. That's the brisker lashon that he comes up with. The chiyuv, the grach halashas and kuf chavav. A ksuba is chov shel chov. The be'emes nischayev miyad im hanisuin, aval eino chayev mamon el a chiyuv shel chov. V'achiyuv mamon mamish eino mechayim. So it's a chiyuv shel chov. Okay, the way the Chazon Ish says it, it's a siba sachov. It's a siba to start. Where do we have such a thing, a siba sachov? And I'll prove it to you, first he says. Because the woman could be mocheles, a certain amount of it, the Gemara says. And the Gemara has the lashon of kilu his kapalti. Kilu, I got it already. You can't say kilu, you got it already if it doesn't exist yet. There has to be something that exists beforehand, at the time of the marriage. That's what he says. Dilma, let me find the lashon. Denisuin heim siba hamachayvin ksuba. Vahave, and he gives it the mashal. He says, let's say a person throws a ball, throws a rock, and he's on his way to go damage, and then the person drops dead. He dies. So he set into motion an action when he was alive, And then he died, and then the damage took place afterwards. So when did the chiyuv take place? He died before there was a chiyuv. Why should he have to pay? The answer is the siva for the chiyuv, the halachic generator of the chiyuv, was ready when he was alive. And therefore, it's right away. It's right away. The Rambam has a lashon, right? The Rebbe Chanan talks about this. Rebbe Chanan talks about it in Baba Basra, in Shin Pei Aleph. He talks about the a case of a father who dies before 30 days. Pidyon HaBen. The father dies within 30 days, so the Rambam paskins that we go and collect money from his property. Right, when 30 days comes. What do you mean? The Chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen only starts day 30. Right, so how could, why should the father's property be Meshubah? The answer is that the Sibas HaChiyuv, right, that already started earlier. Right, and then he talks about, he says, Sibas HaChiyuv, Zrikas HaChetz, Haysa Michayim. He gives other examples of this also. And therefore you have other examples of this, and this is what's suggested is the suba also. It is a chiyuv that something kicks in right away, but it's only collectible, obviously, later. A chiyuv lachuv. Again, not too many other examples of this, but there are a few where the halachic generator would start, even though it actually is not a chiyuv per se like others. The same thing with ksuba. Ksuba is this unique context, but it's a sibas achiyuv is beforehand, but it's a chov lachuv, to use Reb Chaim's lashon. Okay, there's a lot more regarding ksuba, but these are some of the ideas that come up, A, regarding ksuba d'oraisa d'rabbanan, and two, the conceptual way of looking at the chiyuv of ksuba. Okay, we'll stop here.